family picture frames.
Who are the people in yours? I'm Josh.
And I'm Christy. In This Together is a podcast where we discuss topics related to today's family. We also go behind the scenes to share stories from our own crooked picture frame.
And we interview guests to discover how their stories can give us insight on becoming families who live, love, and lead well.
Because you're not alone. We're in this together. This episode of the In This Together podcast is brought to you by Lifeway Women. For more information about all the events Lifeway Women has to offer, visit lifeway.com/womensevents.
Welcome back to the In This Together podcast. It is the Christmas season, and our heart is that you experience and enjoy the Christmas season with your family this year. And so that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk today about ways to do that, how we're doing that, what that looks like for our family, and also hopefully it will encourage you to even just make one decision this year that might be different than years past, where you just look at your lives and go, oh man, like, you know, how can we enjoy Christmas even more this year as a family? And it might just be one small decision that you need to make. So let's talk about some of those things.
So for so many of us, this is either the most wonderful time of year or it can be the hardest. And I think recognizing that there's just a lot of emotion that goes on at this time of year, and giving space for that and grace for that. I think we so often fill it with so many obligatory things that we often feel it's more of a pressure than a blessing. That all of a sudden the birth of Christ has become this undue series of expectations as opposed to just a general, like just a genuine celebration of, I mean, I was talking with the kids the other day and I was like, do you guys get why it matters so much that Jesus was born? Like, do we get it? That just his birth, I mean, imagine if he hadn't come. Oh my gosh.
And I think too, to that point, Christmas is also a very difficult time of year for so many people. You know, the holiday blues is a very real thing. We were talking to friends of ours the other day and he's a police officer. And he told me that, you know, I said, does it get busier this time of year? You know, that type of thing. And he said, actually it does. And, you know, I'm thinking like burglaries and things like that. And he said, it's suicides. And, you know, because there's so, as you said, Christy, there's so much expectation this time of year. There's so much, but there can also be so much disappointment.
Yes.
And also so much grief.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if you've recently lost a loved one or you lost a loved one around this time of year. I mean, the holiday season brings up those feelings of loss. And so, you know, for all of us, I think it's important for us to do a grief inventory, to look at, you know, our losses and to just write about that, journal about that, pray through those things, and really just look at and set healthy expectations for what the Christmas season really is all about and how we can most make the most of it.
And I think just to your point, Josh, it doesn't necessarily mean, as he's talking about a grief inventory, it doesn't necessarily mean the loss of a person. Some of you may not have lost a person. It could be the loss of the ideal. I mean, I think so many of us look back on Christmas with these rosy-colored glasses, and it's this memory of what it truly wasn't, that the way it is in our heads, but it was idyllic and just magical because we were children. For some of us, that is not our experience, but I think if we try to recreate that now as pretend grown-ups with our own children, and we feel this disappointment, like it's just not measuring up. I think that is, there is a level of grief there that we have lost some of the magic simply as we've grown up. And I think there is a part of the inner child in us that still wants the magic, and we still desire to feel those precious childhood experiences. And we can offer those to our kids. But I think what we have to do is release our expectations. We have to walk in with a sense of, this isn't going to be perfect. It's not, if you're going like the Instagram worthy photos and all of that, I just think it cripples us into truly enjoying the magic of the time when we can be, we're just together. If you, and I would, I guess I would just add to that for those of us who are not near family and maybe move a lot. I know we speak a lot with military and they are constantly relocated. They're constantly creating new community. And I think if we could all aim to be the people who include and who invite in and if, to keep an eye out this holiday season for those who aren't included, who don't have an in, a place to be brought into. And if we could start to be the ones that bring them in.
Two quick things on that. I want to go back and invite you to listen to the episode we had with Jen Schmidt a few weeks ago, talking about hospitality and what it means to really open your door to other people. But also, I just want to honor those who are apart from family this Christmas, mm-hmm. especially our military and those who are pulled apart for some reason. We're thinking of you, and we want you to know that because we know it's not easy. And to Christy's point on expectations, the thing that I think is very important that that just to encourage you to do is you drive the expectation. Mm-hmm. You set the expectation for what is going to happen this Christmas season. So for instance, being very practical about things. So for us, with Christy's family, they're coming to us this Christmas. And we just recently got a text, find every fun Christmas activity that you can think of in the area that we could all do together. You know, finding the activities, just finding an activity that you can do. Or the other thing that I thought of is one of the things we do every year is we throw Jesus a birthday party for our kids and we bake a cake and we have we go all out birthday party for Jesus on Christmas. And so doing things that where you are saying, you know what? I'm not going to allow others, or I'm not going to allow the potential of other events to set my expectations and to bring me joy. I'm going to drive that joy. Mm. I am going to make the decision to do things that I love to do things that that I know our family will love to do, and we're going to just take some time to do those things this Christmas.
And I think just like you're saying, and sink into those things, like all in, be all there, be just there. And then I would challenge all of us to take off our plates, maybe one or two things, one or two expectations that you know are just your heavy things that are just hard and heavy. And I do them because I think I'm supposed to. I would just challenge you, all of us, on that. Those shoulds. I remember do you remember this counseling professor we had who would always say, I won't should on you if you don't should on me. And I said should, just to clarify, because that should, that expectation of someone else is requiring, I have to do this.
It's not uncommon to say the other word though. Just go ahead.
It cripples all of us. And so let's just evaluate all the shoulds.
Because the lack of expectations is what, when we get disappointed, that's what leads to the other word.
Yeah, exactly. Flying everywhere. Anyway, so I would just challenge all of us, just the one thing that maybe you can cut off, just take off your plate to just lessen the load over you and your family or your children. I'll tell you one of ours. So I don't know if you're like me, but the holiday Christmas card, like the Christmas cards with the family photo thing, like stresses me out, like just to get the family photos done and the cards ordered and sent to everybody in time. Like it's a big job. Yes. Anyway.
Well, I love it because our kids are always, they always sit still. They always smile when you tell them to.
Absolutely.
We have people who, put our outfits on for us and it's dress, just awesome.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. It's really a magical experience.
Insert sarcasm.
And so this year, disclaimer for everyone on our Christmas list, you're getting a New Year's card. Because here's my thought on this one, okay?
I want to hear it because I haven't heard this yet.
Because here's my thought. You get this onslaught, right, of Christmas cards and they all come at the same time and you're like, oh, look at that. Oh, they're great, 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 great. And you like put them all up and they're all like red, green, and whatever. And then after Christmas, nobody wants to look at them anymore because they're all Christmas. So you're getting from us a neutral New Year's card.
Wow.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year from us.
So we can stare at you from your fridge all the year long. But also, when all the bills come in January and there's no more fun mail, you're going to get one piece of fun mail from us.
And
it's not on my December to-do list. Okay, I'm done. Thanks.
And it's not your December to-do list. See, that's amazing. Look at you.
It's just one less thing in my December to-do list, and it feels so good.
One of the things we want to encourage you to do is help for your family, help your kids make Jesus the central reason for the season. We have the characters, the 25 characters of the Christmas story. We'll put that in the show notes for you to be able to download. That's a journey that we take every Christmas season during Advent, and be able to really teach our kids about the reason for Christmas. But in the process of that, we also have the conversation about Santa Claus and what Santa Claus looks like, and I mean, not really like physically looks like, because we don't know what he looks like, but what it looks like in our home in terms of how we celebrate Christmas and what that looks like. And I, you know, every family's unique. You have to follow your convictions. If you've listened to us speak on this before, or you've read any of the blogs that we write, we follow really what Christy's family and what Christy's mom would tell her growing up, which was
Santa is pretend, but we pretend at our house.
So there you go.
If that was when we asked point blank, Mom, is Santa real? And she would say, or Dad, is Santa real? Santa is pretend, but we pretend at our house. And that was all they said. No added words, no clarification. That was it. And so we kind of walked away thinking, oh, as long as we still get to pretend, I'm cool.
And actually, this conversation has led for me anyway, just in terms of there's times where we transition the conversation back to Jesus and back to the gospel. So like, for instance, our son asked about why, you know, naughty kids get coal for Christmas. Like, you know, like what's that mean? And what is coal? And, you know, all he thinks of it as is in the tender of the train engine, because that's how it, you know, makes the train go. So, and I'm like, yeah, it's the same coal, but, I transitioned it into a conversation about heaven and hell, and about, you know, knowing Jesus and just understanding who Satan is. And I mean, we had this conversation. It was a pretty cool conversation, but, and it was at a 6-year-old level. It wasn't like this theological 66-year-old, you know, like I'm talking to an old man. But, you know, we had this conversation in a way that it transitioned it, and it didn't make it feel like, oh, well, you know, this isn't a real thing. Because, you know, when you look at the story of the scriptures, you see the power of what it means to walk in obedience, and the beauty of walking in obedience, and how God blesses obedience. And so that was just really where I turned it to. So rather than behaving well for Santa, we're behaving well for Jesus, because that's what he calls us to do, is to obey him.
I love it. Another thing is, we are moving from things to experiences, or things to memories. And that's just one encouragement. One thing we've been doing, again, to just take things off our plate, but also things out of our house. We aren't minimalists by any means, but a true minimalist would laugh at us. But we are realizing just the burden that stuff brings and chaos it adds to a home. And so this year, the kids are getting experiences, a couple things to open, but experiences. And just to encourage you, and none of this is to say this is the thing to do, but for you to have the freedom to do whatever it is that is best for your family to do for Christmas, not just the
way everyone
else does it. And you get the ads and all the consumer and the sales, and it doesn't mean any of it has to impact what you choose and what you do. So be free.
And that's where I just have this rebellious nature about me lately of not doing what everybody else does, or not doing what culture tells me I'm supposed to do.
You're such a rebel.
I think that's what it is. It's not doing what culture expects of me to do.
Absolutely.
You know, or tells me to do. And just, it's kind of annoying.
Swimming upstream.
And I try to, I get sick of being in a box. And so I'm breaking out of that box. And
yeah,
I've had good therapy this year, so that helps a lot.
I can tell.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I know, but
yeah, we'll talk about that in a couple episodes, but I I think that's a big piece of this is as you look at your lives, and we talk about this in our family coaching as well. So we'll put that in the show notes in terms of what we do to help families set family values. But as you guide your family values, you know, set your family values and lead your family that way. You know, adventure is one of our family values. So it makes sense that because of that being a family value, we value adventure and experiences over material possessions. And so that's how we use that value to drive who we are as a family and do that this Christmas.
That's a great point. I actually just had a girl reach out to me who said, for the last year, she heard us talk about family values a year ago, last year. She was at an event we were at. And she's like, I've thought about it ever since. Can you, like, where is that list? I know you talked about a list to help our family. So I say that just to encourage all of you. It is never too late. And your family values will change and evolve as your family does. And so we'll add that in the show notes where to find that list of, it's 100 commonly held values. And it's just a starter list to sort of jump off of what really jumps out to you. And like, yes, I want our family to be about that. And I don't really care about that thing. but to see for you, for your spouse, and then, you know, to work together to find what are the three, four, five that you want your family to be about.
And husbands, if you're listening, take one, again, a 2-degree change will make all the difference in the world. But what I really encourage you to do this Christmas season is plan a date night for your spouse where you surprise her and you do all the planning. Because I think so often, and at least in
in
our home,
oh my soul,
I have done a terrible job of finding the babysitter, of making the plans, because what happens is I end up putting work as the priority, and I end up, and then I just know Christy's going to be there, and I have been horrible at prioritizing Christy and prioritizing our planning of our date nights. Mm-hmm. And so I really want to encourage you husbands, as it relates to your marriage this Christmas, plan one spectacular, fun date night where mm-hmm. you take your wife out and you adore her and you thank God for the gift that she is to you mm-hmm. and you just surprise her with just the fun Christmas date night out that creates a memory that she's going to remember for a very, very long time and talk about.
This is all a surprise to me and I'm very excited for it. And I'll totally fake surprise when it happens.
I didn't say that I was going to do it this Christmas. I just told other husbands to go do it. I don't know. See, remember, low expectations, Christy. Low expectations.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, low expectations.
Yeah.
I didn't say I was doing
it. Set the bar real low.
So, okay. And the other thing I really want to encourage you to do.
What is it? Under promise and over deliver.
So the other thing I really encourage you to do this Christmas is find a couple things that you can start family traditions in if you don't have some, or that you want to just start new ones, especially because a lot of you have young families and, mm-hmm. and you have young kids. Start having fun traditions. You know, one of our traditions is making popcorn and getting in our PJs and driving around the neighborhood and looking at all the Christmas lights that are everywhere. And so seeing all the Christmas displays, and it's just a lot of fun. So for us, so doing things like that, you know, I love making Chex Mix because my meemaw made it, you know, growing up at Christmas time. And so I try to find at least one day where I can make that and just bring that memory back into my family. But then also there's ones that we create that are brand new that, you know, that we do. And I know one of ours is a concert, a family concert, because we now have a stage set up in our dining room and we're going to have a lot of kids who are wanting to be using the stage and the microphones and the guitars and just have a party, dance party in our house this Christmas. So
there's curtains now too, like stage curtains that it's so funny. If you see our dining room,
it's amazing.
It is very multi-purpose.
And it gets very loud. It gets very loud. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope and pray and wish for you a season of delight, a season of peace and of joy and of grace. Grace for you, that you might give yourself grace, that you might give those around you grace, as you're surrounded by maybe prickly family members or Even when you and your spouse get prickly with one another, I pray grace over you. And I pray that you would find delight this holiday season.
And to make that practical, that grace and that delight, I want to encourage you, take every day of Advent coming up, the days leading up to Christmas. Wake up in the morning before your kids and meditate. Meditate on a Christmas song. Meditate on a worship song. Maybe don't listen to anything, but just take some deep breaths and enter into prayer. Get centered as you start your days this Christmas, asking God each day to fill that day with the grace and the delight of His coming, of His coming of Jesus, of baby Jesus, but also His second coming and how you can prepare for that. So I really want to encourage you. I really want to bless you this Christmas season and step into the experience. Experience it. Take a deep breath. Turn off the phones. Don't be married to them. And experience it. Merry Christmas. Check out InThisTogetherPodcast.com for previous episodes and to subscribe. If you have a question or a topic that you'd love us to cover, hit the submit button right there on the page.
And we would also love if you would leave us a review. Your reviews mean so much to us, and they help people learn about the podcast. And we would love, too, if you'd find us on Instagram and Facebook at Dr. Josh and Christy, or our website, drjoshandchristy.com.
Until next time, press in and enjoy the moment.